So the mechanism for funding special education in Arizona has not been adjusted in more than 20 years. This despite a twofold increase in students diagnosed on the autism spectrum between 2007 and 2017, and a spending gap of nearly $100 million uncovered during the audit 13 years ago has yet to be addressed. Republican State Senator Sylvia Allen of Snowflake has now introduced a bill that would boost special education funding for Arizona students. I spoke with Annabelle Aportella, Director of Research and Student Achievement Analysis at the Arizona Association of School Business Officials, about the need for special education resources. And she began by talking about how many dollars would be needed to fill the state's special education funding gap.
It is a little more complicated than just a straightforward dollar amount for a number of reasons. Currently, our estimate is that the funding gap is about $100, $110 million statewide. But if you that doesn't consider transportation, which we know is a big special education expenditure across the state. And so we do know that that 100 million figure is an underestimation. So the bill currently going through the legislature is a good first step towards addressing the gap, and it will have a significant impact on local schools and students. But it is a first step. It won't address the entire issue.
So in order to address the entire issue, you hear a lot about the funding formula itself needing to change in the way we approach education funding in the state in general. What would that look like? How would it be done differently?
Well, one of the things that the state has not done since, I think, 2007, it was the last time that the state did a special education cost study. And what that means is just doing an audit, a periodic audit of what are the costs of providing special education services to students. And that those cost studies dictate the weights. We call them weights. It just means that you get an additional amount for students who require specific services or for students have a specific learning disability. Mm-hmm. And so the weights have not been adjusted since 2007, maybe longer. So that's one structural issue in the formula. We just don't know if the weights are at an appropriate level. Hmm. The other thing that's happened in the last 20 years in Arizona is that with school choice and open enrollment in charter schools, the component of the formula that assumed that special education students were roughly evenly distributed across the state no longer holds true. Students choose. And so you have some schools that have much higher populations of students with disabilities than others. So that part of the formula also needs to be restructured.
The only other question I have about this update to the funding formula is what it would mean if it were to change. Like, if it sounds like it's clearly very challenging to update the entire funding formula, and that's part of the reason that probably hasn't happened. But what would it mean if the special education funding formula were shifted and were rewritten at this point?
So I think that a lot of the components in the current formula work well in the school choice climate that we have in Arizona. And so all of the disability categories that we currently have, if all of them were funded strictly on an attendance basis, meaning that you were funded only for students that attended a specific school, then that would be a significant improvement over the current formula. The reason that hasn't happened in the past is because with our relatively low level of funding, that would require that we essentially shift money from one group of students to another. And when you have low level of funding like we do in Arizona, that really means that you create losers. And that's why we really haven't done anything about that part of the formula in the past. The way that this bill is different is that it's adding money. It's not redistributing any money.
Sure.
So at this point, it really is a win for any schools that serve students with disabilities.
Yeah.
And our focus has been that because special education services are required by law, the students who are impacted the most by the funding gap are students in general education programs, because what schools have to do is take money from general education programs and put them into special education programs.
Yeah.
So if we can reduce the size of the gap, then that's less money that has to come out of general education.
Yeah. There's also a part of this teacher retention, teacher shortage story in this, right? Like, it can be even more challenging to find teachers to fill these special education roles. Is this about teacher pay at all? Is this about funding maybe programs that train special education teachers?
Well, most of your spending in education goes to staff, and the majority of that staff are teachers. So all funding, general and special education, is really about teachers. And so, yes, a big part of the increase in special education costs is the increase in the cost of teachers. Other student support professionals like therapists, counselors, and aides. So we don't have a lot of classroom aides in Arizona, and they're primarily used just in special education settings. And transportation, for example, often requires aides to travel with students on buses and often door-to-door service for transportation. So all of those are the costs that are driving the special ed costs across the state.
Yeah. All right. That is Annabelle Opertella, Director of Research and Student Achievement Analysis for the Arizona Association of School Business Officials. Annabelle, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.